Hello everyone, we are up to page 193. We're at the end of Siman Tav Pei Tes Sif Yud, and we are up to a separate discussion over here talking about the mitzvah or isra of Chodosh slash Yashan. And a lot of people are very confused what in the world this is. And number two is what in the world is doing that here over here in the end of Siris Omer? That's a very simple answer if you understand what Chodosh, they go hand in hand. If you understand what Chodosh Yashan is, then you understand what it's doing over here in our Siman, and that is because what? The Isser, if you've heard people say, he sees maybe sometimes on products, this is Yashan, everything is Kemach Yashan, so you probably don't want to buy it. Why do I want Kemach Yashan? Okay, so the answer to that question is that we want old grains because it might be an Isser Daraisa to eat new grains. And that is, how does this work over here? Anything, any grains of the five grains that are planted and then they take root, and then afterwards, a few months later, then you get the stalk of grain, they chop the grain, and they make it into flour, or they use whatever else they're going to use it. So any grain that is nishrash, that takes root, before they bring the Korban HaOmer, okay, or for us, that matter, the day that they're supposed to bring the Korban HaOmer, which is the second day of Pesach, if it takes root before then that grain is considered yashan, and when they cut it, anytime after this point, it's going to be mutter to use those grains. That is based on a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says, "V'lechem v'kali v'karmel lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh." You're only allowed to eat it ad etzem hayom hazeh. Etzem hayom hazeh is referring to the day they brought the Korban HaOmer. Anything that takes root before that is going to be, however, anything that takes root after the Hakravas HaOmer, that means if it's planted in the ER or any time in the summer months, so therefore when they're gonna harvest it, okay, and they're gonna take it, it's gonna come to the market, it's going to be in the middle of that year, that's going to be considered Kemech Chodosh. That's Kemech Chodosh, and we see over here the Torah tells Kelachim Keli v'Karma lo sochlu ad etzma yom hazeh, and therefore we need Issa da Raisa to go ahead and eat such grains that came from such Kemech that took root after the Zman of Hakrovos HaOmer. That's Kemech Yashan, is anything that took root after Hakrovos HaOmer? Anything that came with that took root. I'm sorry, anything that took root before Akrabas Omer, anything that took root after Akrabas Omer is going to be considered Kemach Chadash, and it's only going to become mutter to eat them from that grain after the next Sfiras Omer. Okay, then it'll be considered Kemach Yashan after that point. Okay, so that is what's going on over here, and therefore, in general, the summer months, all Kemach that's out there, all products that are out there during the summer months are all things that took root before the Korban HaOmer, and therefore all those grains are going to be mutter legamrei to use. Okay, the problem is as you go later on in the year, when you get to, I don't know, January, February, March, for sure, when you get closer to the Pesach, even maybe perhaps even October already, you'll have start having grains out there that took root after the Gvana Korban HaOmer, and those are grains that are considered chadosh, and therefore it is going to be usher to use. Let's just see this inside the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Mem Dal. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Mechaber says, as usher lechol chadash. Okay, we'll read the Mechaber in just 1 minute. You're not allowed to eat chadash. Hainu, what is chadash? Tfua shenishusha achar tetzayim benisan. Any tfua, any grain that takes root after the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, shuzman akravas omer, which is the zman of akravas omer, de'im nishasha kodem omer. If it takes root before kodem omer, the plant takes root, haomer matira, the omer will come to matter. Kedisa b'yoradeh. So in Reish Sadi Gimel, the lachas of Chodesh Yashin is also found in Yoradeh. The ayin sham ocha chodesh shaykh rak b'chamesh zamini. Okay, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that later. It's only by the five grains. Fine. This is all based on the pasuk in the Torah is found in Vayikra Kaf Gimel pasuk Yedal v'lachav yikali v'karmel lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. And as the Mishnah Berurah is saying, it all goes by zman hashrash. Now, Rov Rishon point out based on the Gemara Minachos Daf Samech Ches Amen Beis. The Gemara Minachos Daf Samech Ches Amen Beis says on this pasuk v'lachav yikali v'karmel lo sochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. Bechol mosh voseichem, in all your dwellings. Okay? Based on this, the Gemara learns, or at least one opinion in the Gemara learns, that this Isser of Chodesh and Yashan is not like other mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz, that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Bein Beretz Yisrael, Bein the grains that are grown in Chutz La'aretz, because it says Bechol Moshvo Seichem. As opposed to, let's say, Trumos and Maisos and things like this are only totally on things that are grown here in Eretz Yisrael. Over here, since it says Bechol Moshvo Seichem, it also applies by grains that are grown in Chutz La'aretz. That is the position of Ruba Deruba Rishon. However, there are mixas Rishonim who hold that know that it doesn't only applies here in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So that's number one. Number one is why some people are confused. It's not like in Eretz Yisrael where everyone is machmer and yoshon, and in Chutz La'aretz they're just. It's in Eretz Yisrael you have to be machmer and yoshon, because any grain that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, l'kuli alma, the Torah tells you vaday, there is an iser d'oraisa to eat it. So the worst hashgacha that you have, that an Orthodox hashgacha here in Eretz Yisrael, is obviously going to be machmer, and any grains that are grown here have to be. It's just like eating anything else that is treif, anything else that is not kosher. So too, eating any kemach chodosh, here in Yisrael is vaday going to us. The only thing that's a discussion is what about Chutz La'aretz. Once again, Rov Rishonim hold the Chutz La'aretz is the same as Eretz Yisrael. Any grain that's grown in Chutz La'aretz also applies the iser of chodosh, and you would have to have yashin grains. However, Mixas Achronim now held not like this. Now you have to realize an additional point is that the Jews in Europe and even America, in the early stages of America, to get your hands on Kemach Yashin all times of the year was a very, very, very difficult thing. Number one. And number two was, they didn't really know. They didn't really know what grain was grown then. To identify this was just a very, very difficult mitzias. Now, the Roma in Yoredeasim in Reish Tzadi Gimel, he paskins that based on a sveik sveika, one could be makel in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, the sveik sveika, I'm not even going to get into it now. It's a complicated sveik sveika, and many, many people, many, many post disagree with the Roma's sveik sveika. That's not a sveik sveika. I'm a papich, it's not a sveik sveika. It's a sveik sveika that really is only one suffix, not really two sveikas, but the Roma does bring this down. The Bach over here, and in Yoredeas and Reis Tzadi Gimel, he brings down that we rely on the Mixas Achronim in Chutz La'aretz. That is what basically all the people in Chutz La'aretz and the Hashkachas in Chutz La'aretz, including Ruba, the Hashkachas, the OU, and all the Hashkachas, good Hashkachas, rely on the Ramah and the Bach to give Hashkacha on things that are not Kemach Yashin. Therefore, you only see certain Hashkachas, though, right? Kemach Yashin, because this is Kemach Yashin, as opposed to other things. Now, let's see the Mechaber inside. The Mechaber says over here in Yisif Yud, Asr Lechol Chodosh Afazman Azeh. It's Asr Lechol Chodosh. Don't think it's totally in the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash. It's Asr even nowadays. Bein Lechem, Bein Kali, Bein Karmel, Ad Chilas Lel, Yud Ches Benisa, until Yud Ches Benisa comes in, because the Sveik of the Yoma, Ubeir Yitzral, Ad Chilas Lel, Yud Zayim Benisa can already eat. Now, it doesn't really apply in Pesach anyways, because any grain they're getting in the market is chashash chametz anyways. It only really applies being Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael after Pesach halacha l'maisa. But that's the halacha you see over here. The Mechaber is passing that applies nowadays, and he is passing over here. You see the fact that he brings in Chutz La'aretz over here also, that he holds like Rov Rishonim that there is an Isser of Chodosh bein the Chutz La'aretz bein the Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nemhei. Let's see it on side. We're going to say it's a little bit of a richas over here. Midichdiv afazan bechiv alechem v'kali v'karmel lo sochlu adetzam ayom azeh b'chol moshvo seichem mashm mizeh. It's mashm over here. The af b'chutz la'aretz noig iser adetzam ayom, even the chutz la'aretz is noig this iser. The hainu yom avas korban shuri tezayim v'nis of the day that they're going to bring the korban. And because the sveik of the yuma, the mechaber adds in another day. You have to wait till the 18th of Nisan. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring in the tzad stonim lekul. Vine v'yored deyasim and reish tzadi gimel kato roma heter lechadosh. He brings on a heter for one to eat kemach chadosh. Davi sveik. Okay, chadosh shema tvoa he mishana shavra. Perhaps maybe the tvoa really is. But remember, it's all sveik. They don't really know. The tool is really from the previous year. Maybe it really took root before the Omer. So if you notice, that really is the same suffix. Okay, it's a little bit strange of a sake of the Ramah, but that's the Ramah. The Ramah is the Ramah, and he brings it down. Now, moving on, this is V'katva Achronim. Dimedinas Poland in Poland ain't lahakel kiim bechitin of a sheep. He wants to claim that you're only going to make up by certain grains, the ruba in Israel mechodesh cheshvan, because there's a rove that most of them were planted in cheshvan. Therefore, they're going to take root before Nisan, and they're only going to be harvested after the hakravas haomer. And therefore, ruba the ruba of these types of grains are going to be mutter anyways. Aval saorim v'shibulot shol, oats and barley and oats, v'kusmin, spelt, ruban v'kakuan yizrayim achar Pesach, more of them are planted after Pesach, v'geinan regal v'agil l'havi sham tvua midas echers ein lahakal behem. U'mikol makom, even though that's what he says, really that one should foul. Never says mikol makom rova olam ein yizarin klal b'isr chadosh, rova olam yisim at the time of the Chavetz Chaim, rova olam is not makbada nisr chadosh. V'yeshalim da'aleyam schusser, those are malam aleyam schuss, l'fishu davar kasha liyo zayir b'zeh. Since it's saying that it's very difficult to be zayir b'zeh. V'lachin somchim mipnei ad-dechak al mitzvah rishonim, therefore, al-shas dechak, we're somach on the mitzvah rishonim, shesom shechadish b'chutz la'aretz, ein alam divrei sofrim. They know that it's only an isser derabanan in chutz la'aretz. Then they take one step further. Even though it's an Eser Rabbanan, that's only by lands that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, like Egypt, Jordan, and places like that, that we should be going to the Rabbanan because we're afraid it's going to carry over to Eretz Yisrael also be make. But in America, in England, places like this that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, then there would be no Eser Rabbanan. So that's the schus that they are malamed on the world to do. Now, though, the Mishnah Chavetz Chaim itself pulls back from this hetter. The first wide line of the end. He says, V'hine, Ashein b'yadinu limchos b'yana makilim, even though we don't have the koach to protest against the mikilim, mikilim, have what to be samech on the bach, the ramah, mikol makum kol bal nefesh lo yismach al atayr malalu. However, he asked me, the bal nefesh should not be samech on his atayr. V'yachmer la'atzu b'kol ma'ash asherlo, and one should be mach, anything that he could be machmeran, he should try to be machmeran. Ki lahar be'gedol rishonim, who iser d'araisa b'chol gadlin, because you're talking about something that is a possible iser d'araisa, according to many rishonim. Chulei v'chulei, and he goes on, and it's, you go over to the Bir Halacha, very similar. In Dibur Ma'asel af bazman hazeh, and he says over here, he says that you don't have koach to protest against the Mekilin. And he says like this, four lines down. Vesivas adabarit. The reason why I found people to be makel is the following. Midnation sovereign, shemish rotzal zayir, tzarech lizayir b'kol. Because they say, if you want to be zayir on chadash, it doesn't make sense to pick and choose and be zayir on certain things and other things not to be zayir. V'chol ha'chumras, and therefore they have to have all the chumras. V'shmarim, v'sheicher, and beer, v'yayin tzaref, and whiskey. V'chem b'plitas kelim, and you have to be machmer even on the kelim shabo, that if you cook something with grains that are chadash, it'll trave up the kelim. V'udavar kashli zarmen azelim, and it's just very, very impractical. It's hard to do. Okay, samakol echad atzvam, minaga olun akal legamre, and therefore people are makel legamre. Says the Chavetz Chaim, why should this be? About Ninias Daiti A Nochonadover Dichibishel Shikashal Izar Bechol Chumras Yakel Gam, because it's difficult to be machbar and all the chumras and all the shitas. Therefore, you can be makel at all completely. Dalob Kemech Nakal Izar Kayom Shematzli Bechol Makolas Kemech Michitim Nizrayim Cheshvan. Nowadays, as he so pointed on the Mishnah earlier on, it's easy to be careful at least with certain grains that we all know that are nishras that are planted in Cheshvan, and therefore these grains are easy to rely on because these grains you don't have to worry about. Ubisafek Kvar, and Pastor skipping the two parentheses. Okay, sorry. The first parenthesis, Vigamina Stam Esher Diruvan Yoshin Haim. Rova them are Yoshin Khem Shekha Yishkama Khum Shisan Lahakal, and by beer, there's certain Khum or Mako Ligamre without getting into it now. Skip the next parenthesis. Ubisafik far Yeshlan Dasor is a rush, got the Yeshli Sabashas Khagal, some the Khaj Durabon by Savik Durabonan. And also on Kalim, there's also room to be makel. Aval be gripin are greasim. Barley, asam shel saorim v'shibulat shalav and yoseino shem vaday chodesh b'chorav. These things are vaday chodesh during the winter time. Aftlo nucha gam zelim chos b'alim shenag l'akol. Even though you don't have the koach to protest against mamish because people have what to rely on. But it's roy to be nachon to be macher for personal chumra on these things. Dalo lugdoli are rishonim who daraisa. Who are these lists of rishonim? The riff, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Smag, the Itter, the Mordechai, B'Shem Rav Yah, V'Agos Maimonios, V'Ritva, V'Gamal Zaruah, V'Chule, V'Chule, a laundry list of Rishonim who all hold its Daraisa in Chutzarts. And then four lines on, Ve'ein Lanu Mekilim, who are the Mekilim, Rak Rabbeinu Baruch, Balachuma, Shekat L'Hakam, Makam Zerachokim, B'Chutzarts, Emil Tzedek, B'Shem Rav Avigdor Kohen, B'Shem Riva, Shekat L'Hakam, B'Shal Necharim, the Gamrei, Kemuva Bebach, Vigam Yechidai Negev Kohani Rasa Nislau. So you have two Rishonim verses, that huge laundry list of Rishonim that we mentioned before. He ends off with Mishi Yirtzalate Levalze Yuchal Hasik Amechoruminim Elabit Ful Yishana. If you be careful and you know what you're doing, you can even find these grains, the harder, more difficult grains, even in the winter, grains that you can go ahead and rely on. So the bottom line you see over here, and I would say Kal Vachomer in our generation, where you just open up the internet and you have lists of exactly what is going to be motor. You have to know a little bit what you're doing. Based on barcodes, you can very easily find out what is Kemach Yashin, what is going to be Chadash. Even nowadays, even by things that do not write Kemach Yashin on it, you can easily find out with a little bit of Hashgah. I'm talking myself. It's very easy for me to say, because I live in Eretz Yisrael, where everything's Yashin, obviously, and I go, oh, the Chutzar is a couple of days of the year. But that is Bikar and Halmoreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Tzah holds that this is an important thing to, yes, take upon oneself. So now, with saying that, I want to stress that I do not believe a bachur in yeshiva over here should go back home and force his parents to take on Kemach Yashin. Okay, in the end of the day, ain limchos b'yad hamakilin, and they're the baal bayis, and you rely on your parents, okay, and therefore you don't start telling them that they have to buy Kemach Yashin. I would not take upon this chumrah upon oneself. But it's a good thing to keep in the back of your mind. Number one, when you get married, you want to start your own house. Number bivadai, I believe very strongly that is much before taking on cholav akum. Before Chol HaVakum, which is a suffix, it's only a pasul derabanan, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is a vehicle nowadays. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevitzel says you could also rely on it. I believe Rishon Zalman held you could rely on it. But Kemach Yashin, you're talking about daraisas over here. That is a much more chashuv thing, I believe, to take upon yourself before taking on Chol HaVakum. Both of them have what to be make on. Both of them are not saying that one's not a Ben Torah who does not take upon these chumras. There's chumras ba'alma, because at the end of the day, the mimic is to be makel and both of them. However, if one wanted to take on a chumra, I believe strongly, and this is how Moreno Rabbeinu Nevitzel believes, one should for sure take on Kemach Yashin before taking on Chol of Akum, because one's a Safek Daraisa, one's only a Safek Darabon. Okay, that is the position of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzel. And furthermore, you want to take upon yourself when you're outside your house. I don't know, you go to a restaurant and you go to your friends, you go to restaurants that are Kemach Yashin, and most of the from neighborhoods, a lot of the restaurants are Kemach Yashin nowadays in order to serve everyone. Okay, so it's not as difficult, it's for sure not as difficult as it was many, many years ago. My father-in-law was a Talmud of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was known as the first one to bring Kemach Yashin to the Makban and Kemach Yashin in America in Chicago many, many years ago. It was known that in Skokie Yeshiva, he was in Skokie Yeshiva, and his wife would put away pounds and pounds and pounds of flour in her freezer keep in order to bake for her husband and his Talmidim. They would have a separate table in Skokie Yeshiva, and they would be Makban on Kemach Yashin. And the first bakeries also in Chicago were the first ones to keep Kemach Yashin. Came out, all the bakers, or 90% of the kosher bakeries now in America, keep Kemach Yashin. Nowadays, it's come a long way. Now you have websites and all these things to figure out things that are much, much more makel than it used to be nowadays. Okay, so that's what I have to say about this. Two things before we end in terms of what is not a problem. Number one, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in the end of Sikkot and Memches, he says, we already mentioned this in the Bir Halach also, the Kotav Achroni, I don't know, when you're older and you decide in your house you're going to keep Kemach Yashin. However, your parents come over and they bring, their Oreo cookies that are Chadash, and I guess they eat them on your Kalim. You don't really have to worry about it, even though it's cold. They cook in your Kalim. You wouldn't have to worry about it that it's going to be the problem of Plitas Kalim. Or you used to not be Machban, and at some point you start being Machban, and you don't have to go ahead and Machshir all your Kalim afterwards. Unless you know Vivadai, it was Tvua Chadasha, which generally, if you don't know for sure, it's always basically a suffix, unless you look. Because even the ones, the barcodes that you, that are not Kemach Yashin, it's only, a lot of them are only Mitam Suffix. At this point, you have to be Machmir. Okay, so therefore, we're not so worried about the plitas kelim. And number the second thing very important is what is chadash? It's only the five grains. Five grains, and that's it. Rye, wheat, spelt, oats, and barley. Those are the only things that were machmed on by kemach yosh. Rice, quinoa, all the legumes that you talk about at Pesach, peas, corn, things like this. It's not shayich. The whole din over here of kemach yashin, and therefore bein mechutzar, it's bein yisrael. This din doesn't apply. It only applies by the five grains whatsoever. Adkan today.